Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 6, Garuda to the Rescue. Scene 3, Hanuman crushes Dhurmraksha's skull. Ram and Lakshman now stood ready for battle. The monkeys and bears roared in joy, uprooting huge trees, brandishing them about. They swarmed toward the gates of Lanka, shouting for the Rakshasas to come out and fight. Beating clay drums and blowing their conches, the army raised a massive tumult, which terrified the Rakshasas, who gazed from the city walls in amazement. Meanwhile, Ravana sat in his palace. He had spent the night celebrating, having sent messengers all throughout Lanka declaring that Ram and Lakshman were dead. As dawn approached, Ravana was thinking of Sita. Now, surely, she would be his. He straightened his disheveled clothes and prepared to go to the princess. But suddenly, from outside the city, he heard the crashing of drums and the shouts of Ram's army. "What is this?" he exclaimed in surprise. He got up and shouted for his ministers. "How could the monkeys rally with their leader slain? Something was wrong. Go, ministers. Find out what is happening." Spies left at once and went to the top of the city walls. From there they could see Ram, Lakshman, and Sugriva at the head of the army besieging the city. The spies reported back to Ravana. "Those two human brothers are standing like a pair of lordly elephants that have broken their fetters. All around them stand monkeys and bears roaring for battle." Ravana turned pale. This was a disaster. Surely the Rakshasas were in danger now. Ram had escaped from a weapon which had even overpowered Indra. It seemed that some invincible power protected this human being. The Rakshasa king turned to his commander-in-chief, Dhurmraksha, and ordered him to march at once to fight with Ram. "Take with you the mightiest of Rakshasas. Use any means whatsoever. Ram must be defeated." Dhurmraksha left Ravana's palace, roaring exultantly, longing for battle. Surrounded by demons with fierce features, who clutched spiked maces, razor-sharp spears, and heavy iron cudgel clubs, clad in golden mail and mounted upon chariots drawn by fiends, he rushed out of the city gates. They were followed by waves of other Rakshasas, some riding massive black steeds and others on elephants as large as hills. Laughing loudly, they went out the western gate. There, Hanuman was stationed. As the Rakshasas advanced, they saw numerous terrible omens. Ferocious birds of prey circled, screaming over the demons. They descended upon Dhurmraksha's flag standard and fought together, sending a shower of feathers onto the demon. A headless trunk, wet with blood, rose from the ground and ran across the path of the charging Rakshasas. The earth shook and blood fell from the heavens. Then darkness enveloped the four quarters, and the wind blew strongly into the demons' faces. Yet, undeterred, Dhrumraksha raced on at the head of his troops. He shouted out challenges in a voice resembling the braying of a donkey. The monkeys roared back and charged. The two armies appeared to be like two oceans surging toward one another and then again meeting with a tumultuous crash. Demons and monkeys fell by the hundreds of thousands, pierced and smashed by weapons or trees. Some monkeys were transfixed by lances and spears. Others were cut to pieces by waves of arrows. Some were hacked down with swords, and still others were trampled by elephants. In response, the monkeys crushed the Rakshasas with great boulders. Then they reduced some of the demons to pulp by bringing down tree trunks upon them. They leaped upon chariots and tore at the Rakshasas with their nails and teeth. Monkeys lifted demons and dashed them to the ground. Enraged, the Rakshasas fought back, throwing punches and kicks. Those punches and kicks felt like the striking of thunderbolts. Dhrumraksha was now possessed by a madness for battle. He wrought havoc among the Vanara troops. He could hardly be seen as he rushed about, whirling various weapons. Arrows loosened from his bow seemed to fly in all directions at once. Monkeys fell on all sides, vomiting blood. Heads, arms, and legs flew about. The monkey army was dispersed and put to flight. This was done by the enraged Dhrumraksha, who thundered like autumnal clouds. Seeing his troops routed by the Rakshasa, Hanuman became furious. His eyes turned red, and he took hold of an enormous boulder. With a roar, he hurled the rock at Dhrumraksha's chariot. Nimbly, Dhrumraksha leaped clear. The chariot, along with its horses and driver, was reduced to a mangled heap. Hanuman then took up a shala tree and whirled it around, attacking Dhrumraksha's guards. Within moments, Hanuman pounded hundreds of demons to their death. The monkey then grasped a mountain peak and raced towards Dhrumraksha, who stood with his mace held high. As Hanuman approached him, the Rakshasa brought down his mace, which was bedecked with numerous shining points. He brought it down on Hanuman's head. It sounded like an explosion, but the monkey hero was not to be shaken. Finally, Hanuman smashed his mountain peak on Dhrumraksha's skull. With his head crushed and all of his limbs shattered, Dhrumraksha fell dead to the ground. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.